With the Old Breed, Disc 7.
The relief, which had gone smoothly, was completed by 1100, and we were on our way to the northern defense zone of Peleliu. Our battalion deployed along the east road facing seaward, where we were to stop any counter-landing the Japanese might try. My mortar was emplaced near the road so we could fire on the strip of mangrove swamp between the narrow beach and the sea, as well as up the road toward the Umbrogel pocket if necessary. There was a sloping ridge to our rear along which the rest of the company dug in defensively. We stayed there from the time we came off the line until the last week of the month. The area was quiet. We relaxed as much as we could with the nagging fear that we might get thrown into the line again if an emergency developed. We learned that our battalion would leave Peleliu as soon as a ship was available to transport us back to Pavuvu. By day we rested and swapped souvenirs, but we had to be on the alert at night for possible Japanese movement. To the south, we could hear the constant rattle of machine guns and the thud of mortars and artillery, as the 81st Infantry Division kept up the pressure around the Umbrogel pocket. One day, a buddy told me he had a unique souvenir to show me. We sat on a rock as he carefully removed a package from his combat pack. He unwrapped layers of waxed paper that had originally covered rations and proudly held out his prize for me to see. "Have you gone Asiatic?" I gasped. "You know you can't keep that thing. Some officer'll put you on report sure as hell," I remonstrated as I stared in horror at the shriveled human hand he had unwrapped. "Aw, sledgehammer, nobody'll say anything. I've got to dry it in the sun a little more so it won't stink," he said, as he carefully laid it out on the rock in the hot sun. He explained that he thought a dry Japanese hand would be a more interesting souvenir than gold teeth. So when he found a corpse that was drying in the sun and not rotting, he simply took out his K-bar and severed the hand from the corpse. And here it was. And what did I think? "I think you're nuts," I said. "You know the CO will raise hell if he sees that." "Hell no, Sledgehammer. Nobody says anything about the guys collecting gold teeth, do they?" he argued. "Maybe so," I said. "But it's just the idea of a human hand. Bury it." He looked grimly at me, which was totally out of character for his amiable good nature. "How many Marines you reckon that hand pulled the trigger on?" he asked in an icy voice.